piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Here's a pie suggestion. It has the greatest name.
Mm-hmm.
Hazelnut streusel sweet potato pie.
This is such a coincidence. It happens to be the recipe that we're going to be talking about today.
Well, I found it in your book.
So, yeah, it's in Baking in America. When I was working in that book, I was looking to see what traditional foods we had been baking for a couple of centuries that I could include in my book.
Sure.
And it turns out that sweet potatoes were incredibly popular to be included in pies in the 19th century. So
well,
we didn't only use pumpkin,
them.
We used sweet potatoes.
Yeah, my mother baked with sweet potatoes quite a bit.
This particular pie has a graham cracker crust, and that could not have come from the 19th century.
No, that could.
Because the first recipe calling for a graham cracker crust was in 1923. According to Gene Anderson, who wrote this wonderful cookbook, The American Century Cookbook, graham cracker crusts not only call for graham crackers, they call for sugar and a goodly amount of butter. It makes a wonderful crust. When I was working and writing for Cooking Light magazine, I had to come up with a graham cracker crust that fit into their dietary guidelines.
I see.
And so what I did was I would take my graham cracker squares and crush them up into a powder. Then I would add a quarter cup of sugar, which is typical what you would add. Mm-hmm. But then you would add 5 to 6 tablespoons of butter. I added 1 tablespoon of butter and an egg white. I did this all in the food processor. It came out great. It was lovely and crispy. Here's a little trick. If you press a graham cracker crust right into a pie pan, you make your pie and then you're cutting the pie, chances are the crust is going to stick to the pie pan. So here's a trick I learned from Maida Heater. You line your pie pan with a piece of aluminum foil, pressing it firmly over the sides and bottoms. Then you take your graham cracker mixture and then you press it into the foil, bottom and sides, as evenly as you can. And then you bake it for maybe 8 to 10 minutes at 375.
Uh-huh.
Cool it completely and then put it in the freezer. When it's frozen solid, which will take 15 minutes, take the thing out of the freezer, lift the crust up by the aluminum foil ears. Then you can peel the foil right off the pie crust, put the crust back in the pie pan. When you fill the crust and make your cuts.
No sticky.
Yeah, no sticky graham cracker crust.
Right. That's clever. Will you?
This will be all included on mtpr.org. And the filling is very simple. Cook sweet potatoes until tender. Add sugar, ground mace, nutmeg, salt, vanilla, 3 eggs and 3/4 cup of heavy cream. That will be your basic
filling.
For the topping, it's a streusel topping, which is crumbly topping, right?
Sure.
So it's got some chopped, toasted, skinned hazelnuts. When you work with hazelnuts, you will buy them and they will have skins on them, thin skins.
Yeah.
What you're going to want to do is toast them in the oven at 350 until they smell fragrant.
Yes.
Don't overdo it. You don't want them to get burned.
No.
Dump them onto a kitchen towel. Wrap the towel around them, rub vigorously, and that should get rid of most of the skins. Do not at all be concerned if a few patches of skin remain on the nuts.
Yeah, no big
deal. It's not a big deal. You need a half cup of filberts or hazelnuts, which come from Oregon. That's where most of them in this country are grown. They get chopped up in that streusel topping. This is an absolutely delicious pie.
Hazelnut is a wonderful nut.
It is a wonderful nut.
It's good to use in cooking, and it chops up readily and has good flavor. And
they're also great to add to salads.
Sure. They're wonderful. It's great when you can do all this stuff. And it sounds like simplicity itself, really.
It is. And it's a very festive pie, but it's easy to make.
Good for the holidays.
Wonderful for the holidays.
Probably good to eat any instant of any day for the rest of your life. And in the meantime, I advise you folks to come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da
thump, dee 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 d